gospel text today comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. I'm going to ask you to stand for out of respect again for God's word, if you would, please, if you're able to. Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 25. Reading in Jesus' name. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth dismay among the nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great grace, or great glory. But when these things began to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it, and know for yourself that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Let us pray. Lord, again today, we just pray that you will take and open up this portion of Scripture. Lord, again, the parts that you have laid upon my heart, Lord, that as I share, Lord, that they will touch those, Lord, that are here, that are prepared to hear your word. Lord, may you take and use this time of worship, Lord, that your name be honored, glorified. Lord, as in the day that you come, that we will be singing those praises to you. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hope. Are you looking forward to the hope of eternal life? During this Advent season, what are you looking forward to? What are you anticipating to happen in this Advent season? Are you alert to look forward to the coming of the Christ child? Jesus tells us to be alert in our text today. He's telling us that we must be alert to look to the hope of eternal life. Did you notice that our Old Testament lesson and the epistle lesson today talked about the very same thing? There's approximately 15 days left of shopping days before Christmas. Are you alert? Are you looking for the last minute sales? Are you alert to the point that you're looking for just the right gift for the right loved one? Maybe you're alert more to that right parking spot that's close to the door at the shopping center. But Jesus says, be alert. Do not get caught off guard in all of the busyness of this world, all of the distractions of this holiday season with the lights and the tinsels and all of the wrapping paper and all of the glitter that goes with it. It's so easy to get distracted, to think of what is important and what is not important. Jesus says to be on the alert. When you get your shopping done this year, I want you to take a breath. I want you to take a real deep breath before Christmas and begin to realize the importance of the season of what we are celebrating. Maybe the word of the Lord's going to interrupt your shopping this year. And maybe that's what it should do. It should interrupt us enough so that we get our focus correct. I want to read those first three verses from our text again. I want you to listen. I want this word of the Lord to take and really interrupt all of your thinking right now. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth dismay among the nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectations of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then there will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Be alert to the signs that are happening around us today. There's all kinds of signs out there. But have you become so busy with the things of this world? Have you become so busy thinking about the Christmas season that you have not taken time for God's word? Not taken the time to see and hear what it has to say? We began Advent last week, and Advent begins a new church year for us every year. And during Advent, we often hear the promises of God sending his Son the second time. Our text today tells us to be on the alert. Be ready. The signs are all around us. We see so many natural disasters, so many different things that are happening in our world today. But the very expectations that you and I have before Christmas gets here, we are so excited, and especially as young people, they're excited about Santa Claus coming and all that. That's all that they want to think about. But that very same expectations is the way we as Christians should be looking forward to Jesus Christ and his return one day. Are you excited? Are you anticipating his coming again? In midst of all of the uncertainty of the events that are happening throughout the heavens and the earth, there is a bit of good news that Jesus Christ is coming again. Jesus says that we can know that summer is near by the leaves on the fig trees or the other trees. We know. Jesus says it's the same with the Son of Man. We can know. We can see the signs of the time. We know that he's coming. How many times in the past few years have we seen the seas roll up into the land and the massive destruction? How many times have we seen the earthquakes? The upset. But as Christians, we can have a hope in all of these uncertain times. Jesus Christ does not tell us the hour. Only the Father knows the time. But he does tell us, he gives us all of the signs that we can be ready. Because through these signs, we can have that hope instead of through them being despair. Having hope in the midst of difficult times, Jesus says, take hold. The signs are all around us. There's war after war after war. Just on Friday, it was 71 years since Pearl Harbor. I thought it was rather interesting, again, the number of people that have fought in war after war. Time and time again, the people that have lost their lives so that we can have freedom in this country. Do we thank God for that great sacrifice that those families gave? Maybe some of your families have had that kind of a sacrifice. What about the financial difficulties throughout the world? How about the people that are distraught about the little things that are happening, the disasters in their own families, the loss of loved ones? So many people today are feeling totally out of control when it comes to the things that are happening around them. Ask the people that went through the storm that Sandy hit on the East Coast. Have you heard the news reports of their distraught feelings? A lot of people that are feeling out of control are kind of like a ship that is so large and the waters are pushing it here and there and nobody can steer it. And instead of heading to the harbor and in safety, it's headed to the rocky shoreline. That's what people's lives are like right now, being tossed back and forth. Jesus tells us the signs are there, but those signs are not to make you and I fearful. The signs are there to make us hopeful. The signs are to make others who do not know Jesus Christ fearful so that they will come to a saving grace. The signs are there to lead us not to an end, but rather it is leading us to a new beginning. A time of great glory. A time not of destruction, but of a wholeness. You think about that for just a moment and how God is going to take and cause us to become whole. The signs are there because God's salvation is at hand. Are you listening? God says, stand firm. Stand firm on my word, because my word will not pass away. The signs that are happening around us are not to make you and I lose heart. The signs are rather are there to strengthen your walk and my walk with Jesus Christ. Your faith walk should be strengthened because of the things that are happening in the world. In the midst of the heavens and the earth that are shaking, as Christians, we should be rejoicing in the Lord. Are you rejoicing? Because during these unpleasant times, we can endure because we have God who will see us through. So many times you hear the reports of people who are just full of despair, because they've lost everything they've worked for. Reporters love to make it out that there is no hope, that everything is downtrodden, everything is bad. But God does not abandon you and I in the midst of a roaring sea, in the midst of some crisis, God does not walk away. His hand is there, holding us. He's there, making sure that we are taken care of. Because when Christ comes the second time, he is going to come with great power and in great glory. We can endure these times. Why? Because you and I do not have to endure them alone. We can walk with our Savior through these times. We can stand firm in the midst of all these signs. Why again? Because its salvation is at hand. Do you know Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ tells us and encourages us to pray. That's how we're to get through this. To pray for strength that he will take and go to the Father and pray for strength for us as well. We're to stand before him, to let him touch us, change us. Be alert in so much that you look for that last gift, but really being alert means looking for God's peace. Are you looking for God's peace in your life? Are you looking for that quiet moment during the busyness of the holidays? I'd encourage you to look into the eyes of a stranger. And I want you to show him or her, because you're going to have the opportunity to show that person that all is not lost in this world. That there is a light, and you are that light for Jesus Christ. Take the time to slow down. Advent is a time of celebration. Advent is a time of great anticipation. As Christians, during Advent, we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, and we await and anticipate his coming again. That excitement of waiting for him to come again should be just like those little children that we have had in our homes and still have in some homes, our grandchildren. The excitement on Christmas Eve when they see the packages wrapped under the tree. Oh, the excitement. The joy of all of that. Think of the joy as a family gathers on Christmas. The time that is spent with family. There's a joy. But is Christ shared with that family? Because the joy that we have does not come from the glow of the candles. Christmas Eve services, we oftentimes hold that candle and sing Silent Night. Do we think that that peace and that joy comes only from that glow of that candle? The joy of Advent does not come from the birth of that baby that was born in Bethlehem. No, the joy in Advent comes when that baby is going to return a second time to receive us unto his own. It was a miraculous birth because it was by God's miraculous gift that Jesus came, was Son of God, Son of Man. Come for a purpose. He came to redeem us on the cross. We need to look forward to that time, in that season when he takes us home and we are with him in eternity. That is what the joy of Christmas morning is all about. The joy on Christmas morning as we know it cannot compare to that joy of eternity. Advent is a chance for us to look forward, to see the world, not for what it is, but what it can be. What kind of a world are we going to spend eternity in? Advent is a call to take notice of the signs that are in the sun, the moon, the stars, and even in the distress of the nations. How many nations are distressed? How many nations across our world are either in a financial bind or at war with someone? But instead of being afraid as Christians, we need to stand up and hold our heads high. We as children of God can see God at work in all of this. God's work is in some of the most unlikely places. Why? Because our redemption is near. As the children of God, we look forward to it through worship, through our confessions, through our hymns, and through God's word, both spoken and read. Do you listen to God's word when it's being read on Sunday mornings? Excuse me. Because through that, we can have the victory in Jesus Christ, both in the words and in our actions. Throughout worship, we are proclaiming God's victory in our life. Are we claiming it? Or are we just sitting there? Are we just holding the pew down? Are we claiming His victory? The challenge and the obstacle that threatens that shipwreck in our lives has no power over us when we claim the victory of Jesus Christ in our lives. Today, as you leave this worship service, you go forth in the service for the Lord. I want you to look forward to serving those who are in need to know and see the light of Christ in you. I want you to look forward to do good unto others during this holiday season and throughout the year. I want you to look forward to being generous with those around you who are less fortunate. There's a joy that we can receive in giving when we're not expecting something back in return. When we give of ourselves, others will know of the joy of Christmas. As you look forward, you will see that there is a Savior that is born for all. And offering that glimpse of hope, offering that God's glorious salvation plan is for all, that God will promise that in the midst of all of the uncertainty, we can stand confident on His promises. On the promise that Jesus Christ declared that God's salvation is at hand. So as we look forward to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are you looking forward to a babe? Or are we looking forward to His final coming? When all of the pain, all of the anguish, all of the death, all of the suffering in this world will be abolished. Let's share that salvation throughout this Advent and Christmas season. Let's reach out to those who are having a difficult time. And may the love of God abound through you to all of those around you. And may God bless you as you serve Him, not only through this Advent and Christmas season, but throughout the year. As you serve Him, looking forward to that hope of eternal life in him. Amen. Lord, again today, I just thank you. Thank you that, Lord, we can have a hope. We can have the personal touch of you. Lord, we just pray that you will lead, you will guide us, and you will direct us. Lord, as we look forward to serving you. Lord, help us throughout this season to reach out to those who are less fortunate. In thy name we pray. Amen. Let's take our hymnal.